This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go. He was gone, but only for a few hours, and now,
welcome back, to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Stores. Getting less from addiction, but always ask for more. Just for a taste of them living above what's going on. Cause they don't fit in a system that everyone belongs. They see you pull up in Germans when you be at the mall. See, they ain't never been driven, so they just help you park. It's either that or they pushing trolleys at grocery stores. They bring a different perspective of what is pushed to start. Let me remind you who I do this for. My brothers and sisters are struggling to get a job. They needed an education that they cannot afford. Ain't got no qualifications, but got a lot of heart. Lost patience, cause they been waiting from the start. They trying to keep it together, but always fall apart. I mean, it's birds of a feather, but do you see the flock? How you think in the ghetto got little dads and moms? Let me remind you what I do this for. My people catching a train who never drive a Porsche. They never popping champagne, they'd rather sip a cart. And then the very next day, they're going straight to court. There's people going through pain that may be due to loss. and we just talk about games like Planet Fitness does. Surely these rappers got brains, but do they got the heart? You can admire these kings, I choose to look at God. Remind you what I do this for, pimping the system for a greater cause, taking the knowledge I'm learning and righting all my wrongs. I take the blessings I'm given and write them out to y'all. I guess I steal from the rich and I give it to the poor. I've never been that successful at selling people songs, cause I was too busy stressing about me falling off. Guess you forget you're the best as soon as the game is lost. I thank the Lord I recovered that little memory loss. So let me remind you what I do this for. To get my mama crib in Balitos, farming mahalis for my papito, while making money with my little bro. So little sis don't need no other man to give a door. Getting shows all around the globe, getting on, uploading posts from the greatest places ever known. My little son and daughter with me when I'm back at home, before I zone with my tall post a yellow bone. Do you remember what I do this for? You and yours chipping on, saying you them all. Do us all a favor, show them what we truly are. That little star in Africa that can glow the world. Through these walls they installed bulldozer mall. They say the devil is a liar, you showed them God. There ain't a point to retire for being a platinum star, cause I am what they call a diamond in the Zania. Zania.
It's a brand new one from Reason featuring Swizz Beatz and Sibongile Khumalo. The song was called Azania. A very strange collaboration, if you ask me. Look, I was excited when I heard that he was going to do something with Swizz Beatz, but I didn't expect a conscious song with Swizz Beatz. Like, it's a bit weird for me. Not that it's a bad song. It's actually great. The production is solid. But when you think Swizz Beatz, you think Jiggy, you think like the claps, that's what you're looking for. And to hear him on a conscious song, it's, I think I'm struggling to just come around to appreciating it in a manner that I should. But yeah, something else that I played that was great, a brand new song from Mpumi, lovely song. And yeah, we're super excited about today, because today we have, I think, one of my favorite MCs. He knows. It's customary that at least twice a year, him and I hook up. He comes in here, brings the bars, because he knows I'm starving. You know, we get a lot of guests who come through here, especially rappers. I don't know what's going on with the bars now, man. Like, I bring in rappers and I get harmonies. Like, I don't get it, man. Jimmy Wiz, ladies and gentlemen, is in the studio. How you doing, bro? You look so chilled and relaxed.
I'm good. I'm in a good space, man.
Yeah?
I'm feeling mad blessed. I'm taking this year as it comes, man. Like, I've been prepping for it. I think it's finally all coming together, and it's amazing.
I can't quite remember when last you and I hung out, but I know that when we last spoke, you were also in a good space at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like there's been a natural progression of just your state of being from then to now.
Definitely. I mean, I think you know, I've from the last time we spoke, which is I think about a year ago to now, it's just been embracing the whole positive energy. Yeah. You know, I've come to understand that positive energy, man, is the world. You know, like, literally when people tell you, like, if you think and you speak like positive stuff and it happens, that's real, bro. Like, I've been experiencing it, and I feel like that's what I want to put out to everybody, man. I'm like, even my Insta videos are so random. I tell people, positive energy, baby.
So let's talk about music then.
Yeah.
Since then, I've seen a couple of singles.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't figure out where they were coming from. Are they coming from an album or are they a part of a mixtape? What's happening there?
They were just singles, I hadn't decided if I wanted to put it in part of like anything, but eventually I was like, you know what, let them just fly out, because I did what I was trying to do is I was just trying to make rappers here realize that, yo man, we really rap, bro. If we say we're doing this, this is what you're supposed to be doing every day. But dudes out here feel like they, and maybe it's because they got labels, but they feel like they can drop like 3 records in an entire year and you're supposed to do this for your everyday life, you know?
Take me through the difficult times of just behind the scenes work of being a rapper, being an artist in South Africa.
Yeah.
And coming from a reality show to this point, I mean, you had some level of fame, I suppose, amassed from or through the reality show.
Definitely.
Up to this point, what's happening behind the scenes?
Look, man, the coolest thing about it was I built some really loyal fans off of the show. At the same time, it kind of made you realize who the other people were, the people that were just buzzing with you off of the fact that you on television and that's it, you know? And people that really stuck around were the ones that I vibe with even till today, loyal fans who appreciate my music on a weekly basis and who are always hitting me up. And it's kind of like you kind of come from a space where it's like, yo man, You meet all of these amazing people, all of these artists you've wanted to work with, and then you find that some of these people, man, like, are not as cool as you think they are. You know? It's I know it's funny and it's sad though.
It's fine, like, cool though.
Like people are not who you thought they were.
Yeah.
You meet your idol and
are they double faced?
And they double faced. Some is more they worked on the perception than anything, you know. I mean, I know my manager always says, yo man, perception is greater than reality. The sad thing though is like when it comes to that end, you're like, yo man, I wanted to put you on a song. Yeah. I went and got you and I put you on a song and this is the verse you give me? I just came 20 times harder than you. Yeah. And the worst part is I told you I'ma come hard. And like you still gave me a whack verse. And like how you expect me to look at you now, you know? And I've gone through moments like that. I've gone through moments where I gave people songs. People came through the studio and then they sung. I mean, exactly what you're saying. They gave me melodies instead of bars. And I had to make hard decisions. Like, you know what? I know I might just burn this bridge, but I'm trying to build a brand where people can mess with me off of the fact that they know this dude raps, you know? And
I see you've been performing a few shows as well. Well, you had Back to the City, yeah, right? How was that?
It was off the chain, bro. You know, I think I'm getting into the moment where I realize my sound or what I've chosen to do is really something so beautiful and unique, you know? I mean, I looked at everybody perform back in and out, and it felt like one long song. And like I just had to break that whole chain, you know?
Yeah.
And some people who did not know about Jimmy Wiz were like, they were stunned. Like, yo, this dude really sounds so authentic. I mean, I was talking to my producer because I left him at the back of the stage when I went on. And he was like, dude, he's like, you don't understand how Pharoah Monch's team, Sky Zoo's team, all of these dudes like were all wilding out. They were going so crazy at the back, you know?
Yeah.
And when I came out of the back, I ran into Amo, you know? Now, if anybody knows Amo, much love to the OG. But like, that's one of the most cockiest dudes I've ever known my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
But for him to come up to me and like, actually like, yo man, hug me and be like, bro, thank you. It was like a moment where it hit me. I was like, bro, like, we finally here.
What do you think it is that draws people to you? And why do you think you would get a reaction such as that of Amu and Pharoah?
Firstly, man, I think firstly, I can't let go of the fact that I'm one of those dudes, when I walk into a room, firstly, my big body is like, okay, somebody just walked in, you know?
Presence, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the presence, and then I think I got a bit of the charisma too, man. I'm like a young Biggie out here, you know, the charisma, the charm. Thirdly is, people actually like are stunned, like, wow, this dude can really, really rap.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that's that, wow. Like, it's that moment where people are like, you know what? I mess with this dude.
I'm glad you recognize that. Let's just take a song from you before we get into any rapping.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I want us to get into today, look, we've had several of these discussions together, but yeah, there is a psychological aspect to being on a reality show.
Yeah.
There is the aftermath of all of that. Behind closed doors, when everything else closes down, the lights are out, there's stuff you have to deal with about yourself. And that's what I wanted to try and focus on today. Cool, we're coming back. We're still hanging out with Jimmy Wiz.
Remember this before all, that neither business nor power will bring you happiness till we, our people, have equality, respect, dignity. Trade with dignity, to live with dignity, to walk on the world with dignity.
Happy that we will see your face. I see the image of black Jesus, then I see grace. Bismillah is for my brothers that just beat the case. Toast to you, cause the justice system ain't even safe. You try to put us down as a black race. Assassinated Martin Luther on his campaign. Chris Honey, man, it's ugly. Ray fish in the air, said clip for me. Crime pays the haters, we take it back what's ours. Pull out the Mac 11 for these scattered showers. Let it rain on the suns, cause then they're taking hours. Cause all I have is time and I'm facing hours. I'm tired of trying to act like we inferior. I know we kings and queens, we superior. A gram of melanin is only 350. Exchange rate is a dollar, and I just hope you get me. For every day they making money, baby. White supremacist money, I'm talking money, baby. And all it asked for was his land back. And all I asked for was my land back.
It's been about time getting the rats from the cops. It's been about time I ain't get what is mine. Judging cause we black in the streets and it's all the time. I spent years living under my bed. Still in a struggle, 10 on the Bible, came from the gospel. Young niggas raised from a mom. Ah, hallowed be the name of the father. Ah, Abraham in that kitchen whipping proper.
Economic freedom's what I live for. I'm tired of being broke, so I just want more. I went from yellow tees to a red beret. The blue, I'm talking red beret. We only talking money, that's my politics. Touchy subject religion, that's how the honest gets. I should be given land and copper pile of bricks. A conversation was special, but when the comma blitz. Got the gift of preaching, so I reach my people. Rest in peace to Hector Peterson and Steve Biko. So maybe I don't believe in this concept of hell. The reincarnation of collusion been boxing as well. Black child, you're a queen, baby. I'm talking Cleopatra, you're a queen, baby. And I just pray they don't assassinate me. Alhamdulillah, just feel the passion,
baby. It's been about
baby.
Time getting the rats from the cops. It's been about time I ain't get what is mine. Judging cause we black in the streets and it's all the time. I spent years living under my bed. Still in a struggle, dead on the Bible. Came from the gospel. Young niggas raised from a mom. Ah, hallowed be the name of the father. Ah, Abraham in that kitchen whipping proper.
We were kings once. We were kings once. Our women were the goddesses they praised. We were kings once. The sound they listened to was as black as Beethoven. We wrote the Count of Monte Cristo. We were kings once. The science, the math, the astrology, this hails from your black skin. Listen, you are king. My mother nestled me on her breast and a nation along with her because we were kings once.
Is that you on the monologue?
Nah, that's
The actor that actually played Solomon Kalushi in the Kalushi movie, Thabo Rametsi, he's a friend of mine. So I asked him to pull up. Yo, man, I need you to do this. And yeah, he pulled up.
Very deep song. Yeah. Heavily conscious.
Yeah.
Take me through what you were going through. I mean, you call it white supremacist money.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
So basically, I was actually... It starts off a little bit funny, but it gets a little interesting, you know? So sometimes when I'm listening to another radio station, I've got a cousin of mine. He loves this radio station, and they always call in, and everybody every week always says, "White Monopoly Capital." You know, "White Monopoly Capital." So it started there, you know. That's what inspired the whole, you know. Yes, you know. So I didn't want to say the name, but yeah. But at the end of the, like, I went through a moment, an altercation with somebody, and it was just verbal, you know? And it just made me realize that, you know what, with everything you even see on social media, you know, like, whether it be propaganda, but the fact is that it happens where you see black people get killed by cops, or even go back and you watch these apartheid videos of, like, how our people struggled. It becomes real, bro. It's like you tend to realize, you know, like, there's so many things we haven't gotten over. And it's, you know, like, for, they always say, like, you know, this truth council, Ano Sheba, when you used to check, do try get Winnie to be like, yo, apologize for killing Stompy. And I was like, yo, man, I'm not going to apologize. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do it. And it just makes you realize, like, these people really had us, and man, they just turned us, like, against each other. And yeah. I feel like it's gone on to affect us on a daily basis,
yeah.
On a career basis, whether you're on radio, whether you're a chartered accountant or whatever, it still affects how we think, because as black people, we're so used to pulling each other down. Yeah. You know, it's not even about the other race. It's like that just messed with us to a point where we started realizing, like, we started, yo, man, this nigga's making a mess. Am I gonna support him? Nah, F this nigga. I'm gonna go to Pick and Pay. I'd rather buy Pick and Pay.
Yeah.
But you leaving a, you know, one of your black brothers, and he's like, he started something, but you're feeling like, nah. You know, but you'd rather chase the white people money because they promised you, you know, everything, man. Like, it even goes as deep as for me for in a religion basis. So I was like, I tell my people all the time, I believe in God, but it's hard for me to believe in a religion because it's something that was sold to me and it was sold to us. And it goes as deep as, bro, like, how these people did this is, like, it's so crazy because even in our daily... like our daily struggles as people is, you go through so many problems and you only have a God and a book to refer to, and you go on one knee and it's like, okay, cool, you said thank you, you prayed, but now how do you progress from this situation? How do you move on, you know? And all we have is we've been given, yo, hope, and that's basically what it represents. It's like hope, bro, you know.
Jimmy Wiz, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, on that sobering note, let's just do this for a little bit. This is your first beat.
Ah.
That is the first. The band is also standing by.
Okay. Okay. I didn't expect this, but let's go. Yo, check. Jim Zell, property of the rap game, stack change. You know I gotta be what these cats playing. I'm straight kindling, practically what attracts flame. Accelerant rap is evident when I'm track lane. They can't fuck with me lyrically, I attack lane. Fact stays the same, flowing is how they act brave. And if I take it to the streets, I'ma snatch chains. Chiropractor with the crack, back pains. This is so live, we finally broadcasting. Flow so cold, and whether you forecast it, I'm in the lane of my own, poor bastards. And you are what you eat, law of attraction. See, they wanna know how I rap the suave. I play chess with the words, Kasparov. I grab the bull by the horns or take the handles off. That's how I deal with bull, don't matter, dog.
class act with the verses, so I'm a star student, valedictorian rap, but all these bars spewing, and I descended from heaven like I'm a charged human. Now get the hell out my way, her face God's ruin. I'm inclined to refuse features, cause dude see us has a different hybrid, new Prius, deoxyribonucleic acid, nucleus. I got a beautiful mind, baby, true genius. On top of the morning, a different hustle mode. I came back as a gladiator, Russell Crowe. I rip rappers to shreds, yeah. Muscle show, Hogwarts material rap, man. Dumbledore, now what more do they want from me? I could do this all year, ain't no one gonna come for me. Thorough with the shit that I been mumble free. Hey man, what the? Yo, mumble free. Yo, 2 decades, a few essays. I've been ghosting out the bag like I'm Loco, the new Hefe. Top button, what to do, essay. I learned to kick the ball straight at the park, boy, I'm a new Pele. What up, Onia?
Jimmy Wiz, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Stand by, we're coming back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
No choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Yeah, we can kick it for the
baby girl been high, but I'm in my zone. So I smoke some green before I hit my low. Feeling real blue with a bit of brand new. Till I'm rolling with you when I lift my tongue. I've been calling and hoping you mind. Seen a couple of haters just pressing my grind. Hoping you dare, so disappear. But I know that you can, and I ain't gon' lie. Baby girl, can I kiss that? Ducking in the lane, trying to get my lip back. But I'm in a bigger plane, call it dispatch. I'm seeking for a place so I can hit that. Damn girl, see, I seen that you myself. Queen, Thursday ain't nothing but a coast game. I'm trying to find it all, you my gold dreams. If you can have my back to the low steams, put a life on black. Girl, to the world, I'ma be your man. I'm gonna be it, y'all gonna see it. I'm gonna see it till we be your fan. I ain't gonna leave it, but I need your hand. Girl, for you, man, I need that plan. I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you. See my body, I'ma be that cloud for you.
Where you at? Don't be tripping to your man. Why you frontin' by me, hollering? When you know I'll call you back. Where you at? In the east, that's where we at. We can kick it for the weekend. Don't get me too attached. Where you at? Oh my.
I see you hanging out with Big Star here. How is he doing?
He's doing good.
You guys still cool?
Yeah, we still good. We homies, man.
Yeah.
We chill. We actually chill from time to time. Me and him share a DJ. We have one DJ. My homie, my actual producer, the dude that produces most of my stuff, is currently just working with him producing his album as well.
Okay.
You know, so, like, the bond is still there, man. Yeah. Like, we still chill, yeah.
Speaking of which, you obviously met on a reality show with him. Look, I've been, and I ask you this because I was on a reality show before. I know there is what people see and there's what happens behind the scenes. There's also the aftermath of having been on a reality show and having to be, to go out into the world and face people and deal with people. It's deeply psychological. There's a process you go through that not many people are often aware of.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the process for you. How was it having garnered so much in terms of following, and then you come out into the world, and it's almost like you go into something and you come out a completely different person.
Yeah,
that's how it felt. Yeah. It's like going through a tunnel.
Yeah,
you go through a tunnel, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah,
and then when you come out on the other side, it's like the whole world knows your name.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, I'll give you an example with me. When I went into the Big Brother house, I flew from home, from Botswana, and I landed at the airport.
Mm.
So I'm going through the check-in, the process and everything. And I was whisked away from the airport, like literally Big Brother security or animal security. They pick you up from there. They blindfold you and they take you away already. And I was in there for like 71 days. So when I come out, I have to go back home. I go through the same airport.
No security.
See what I mean?
Time. Yeah.
So the same airport where I landed is the same airport that I'm using to go back home. But this time around, the difference is that every single person knows who I am at the airport. Yeah. Like, it was the most mind-numbing thing.
Yeah.
But what, and I'm going somewhere with this, but what I did not realize, having been through the show and having dealt with being on the show, what I didn't anticipate was having to, it's almost like you're being reintegrated back into society.
Yeah.
Having to deal with people, you know them based on whatever it is that you know about them, but they know you, and the level to which they know you has somehow been amplified because mm-hmm. they saw you
yeah.
through the prism of yeah. a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went through almost the same thing.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with the after effects of having been on a reality show? Is it difficult? Is it easy?
It's difficult and easy.
Mm.
I say this because how I look at it is, you know, when you're a rapper, you build an alter ego. And this alter ego of yours is, yo, man, I want to be this dude. I want to be this big. And I want to... And in this moment, the only part that makes it difficult is the actual transition, because it's so quick.
Yeah.
It's so quick. I think people that have had the time to build and prove to people who they are over years kind of slowly get into this, okay, into the swing of things, you know? But when you have 2 weeks on a television set and all of a sudden people know who you are, it's yeah. crazy, bro. It's like you kind of realize people have this thing, this perception of, oh yeah, now he was on TV. Yeah, he got money now, huh?
Yeah.
Now you like, people like expect things. People you knew from the youngest age, and they knew you wanted to pursue what you wanted to pursue, now act different. You know, it's like, you know when they say fame or money changes people? It doesn't change you, it changes everybody around you.
Yeah.
Like, people start walking on eggshells around you. People expect things from you. People expect you to act a certain way, even in public. I mean, it's so crazy that I was actually telling my friend, I was like, you know how stupid it is it got to a point where my pops couldn't say, yo fam, here's the car keys, can you go to the store and buy something on a Sunday morning without me just, yo, alright, cool, I'll go, but can I take a bath first and get into some clothes?
Yeah.
Cause now you're thinking to yourself, how do I want people to see me? I'm supposed to be this big star, you know? And now you want to be at the shop, and now you want to look all swag, because, you know, but like, when you look at it, it's actually like, it messes with your mind, bro.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it, you put yourself in this shell where you want to be superhuman. Sorry about that.
But in reality,
you're human, you know?
Yeah.
And the more you go through things, you start realizing, but I'm human. Why do people want to treat me like this? It's because you allowed them. You put yourself in a place where you allowed people to view you in a certain light. You know, you made them look at you as Superman instead of Clark Kent. You know?
Is there a future in the path you've chosen?
There is, and I see it every day. When I started this, to be honest with you, bro, O'Neal, I think I've been rapping for over 15 years. But it took people 2015, 2 weeks out of 2015 to actually believe I could actually do this. but I've been pursuing this my whole life. To a point, I remember when my dad used to be like, yo, what do you want to do? I was like, music. And he was like, okay, yeah, yeah, I know you want to do that, but like, what are you going to do on the side to study? I was like, okay, we'll do this. And we studied, I studied and I did my thing, but like, it's like, they never believed it, and it takes a special kind of somebody for you to be to believe in your own dream, you know. And I see it every day. It's hard, bro, I won't lie, it's so hard, this industry. You meet so many snake people. You meet people who are gonna smile in front of you, and when you leave that room, they're like, yeah, nah, F that nigga. Yeah. Yo, yo, what's good, homie? And he'd rather kiss ass with somebody who's already made right now. Yeah. But you were so vulnerable, and you opened up to this person, and you told them your deepest, darkest fears, your secrets. You are like, these are my dreams, these are my ideas. And people take that from you and they run with it. And it's so, like, you become numb eventually. And I think it's sad that as human beings, we have to become numb over, like, stupid stuff like that. Like, you can't be vulnerable with another human being, because this person is gonna take something away from you and go establish something of his own. And it's
crazy. Speaking of vulnerability, is there a woman in your life?
I won't say anything.
Okay, is there a partner in your life?
I won't say anything.
So what do you do with that energy? Look, you're a rapper. You're constantly surrounded by, you know, other artists. Yeah, you're constantly offering yourself to people for pictures, performances, this, that, and the other. There has to be a release for you. When you go home, there has to be downtime for you. What is downtime for you?
Downtime for me is being with my homies, being with my family. You know, let me be real. You know, one thing a lot of people don't have is that family space or that real friendship. You know those friends that it doesn't matter who you are in this world. Like, if you're a millionaire, but this your homie can still tell you, hey, nigga, I don't give up what you are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go there. I said, go there to the car and fetch whatever. And this dude treats you like, yeah, nah, I feel like I'm a normal human being. Those are my friends. That's my family. The crazy thing is, my family knows I do this, but I never come home and I tell them about my days in this music thing, because I feel like, man, I don't want to change anything here, you know? I still want to be the dude that does dishes. You know, I still want to be the dude that washes his own clothes. You know, I don't want to be treated like, hey man, I said go do the go mow the lawn, and then they like five cars stop and then they come outside like, you know what, nah, don't do it. I understand why you don't do it, but I still want to be that guy, and my family and my friends provide them that space for me, and I can still be myself, and that's my biggest downtime.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah, My high school girlfriend was a girl I loved so deep. It's so crazy that I could tell you about how I felt, like, my first day seeing her.
Yeah.
I remember walking through this place, this high school, it's my first day, and this is big boy world. You just come from primary, and she was standing there right by the gate. And she had this pink sticker. They, you know, like initiation. So she had this pink sticker. She had a blazer on. She had a skirt. And she was standing there by the gate. I looked at her and I was like, okay, this one is it. I walked through, went to where we were. They pulled us all together. And I met some new friends. They happened to know, and I asked all about it. And they were like, I know this one, she talks too much. I'm like, hey man, don't tell me she talks too much. Tell me about her. And it took me from grade 8 till grade 11.
Yeah.
I was macking her the whole 4 years.
Wow.
She only said yes to me at the end of grade 11. No, mid grade 11. And she never said the words yes. She just literally kissed me. And I was like, oh, snap. Whoa, yeah. We here already? You know? And only to find out, my heart broke, only to find out she was actually promised to be married to somebody else. And like, this is somebody I've chased for 4 years.
Is she married now?
She's married.
Do you speak?
We've never spoken ever since I left. I happened to run into, when I went to varsity, we happened to go to the same varsity, and we tried picking things up, but it was different. It wasn't the same no more, and we've never spoken ever since we left varsity.
Are you over?
I'm not. Let me tell you the truth. I was actually chilling with my homie, my producer, Dab, and I was like, bro, you know, I actually was on Facebook and I saw her account, and when I saw she was married, like, for 2 days straight, I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was just like in my own zone. And like, it just made me realize I haven't gotten over her, actually.
Jimmy Wiz, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're getting into our live performance. Who knew you could be this soft? This is what I do. I break down rappers. I make them get into their feelings.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neal Africa Experience.
Yes, we are back with Jimmy Wiz, and we're getting into our first live performance, our first and last live performance. The band is standing by. So how are we going to do this? We are going to create a brand new song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the band is going to play a melody. We're going to establish some kind of progression. And through that progression, we'll just build on it and we'll hopefully have a masterpiece by the time we're done. Are you up for the challenge?
Sure.
Dude, you did this on the Wuzo Hustle.
Yeah.
You did this, like.
Yeah. It's scary all the time trying to create something new live in front of people. Like, right. It's a possibility you can mess up, but let's do this. Let's have fun.
Remember, it's also a challenge for the guys because they have to create on the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do.
Let's have fun, fellas.
Gentlemen. To it.
Let's slow down the kicks and just let's slow it down a little. To the moment I experience, this is beautiful, baby. This is the cleanest days. This is everything from the top of the dome, from the top of the heart, top of the chrome. So I'm feeling like I wanna walk with you. I'm feeling like, baby, I wanna talk with you. In this moment of myself, just being so vulnerable. I wanna talk about us. I wanna talk about distrust. I wanna talk about love. I wanna talk about simply being in touch. Like, what's up, baby? I heard you now married, and it hurts me though. It hurts me though. And then it's so beautiful just seeing you smile. It's so beautiful. I can see your cuticles die from the top of the heart. Seeing how you beautiful now. It's just crazy, baby. I just love you now. Love you now. Cause hello, I just wanna say hello. Hello. Never said hello, never spoken ever since, but I just wanna say hello, 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 hello. I just wanna say hello, hello, hello. I just wanna say hello, I just wanna say hello. I just wanna say hello, man. I just wanna, yo, yo. I remember the first day we met. So beautiful, baby, hit my chest like, what's up, baby? My name is So Jimmy, oh, you could really call me Mahal, but right now, I just wanna know what your name is. The blame is different, like, yo, I came with, yo, it's different now. I got the fame with, they call me Jimmy, but now I'm pretty nameless, but coming through, and they know what my name, though. I got my man, Shaw, with the camera and radio, like, what we doing in this life here? I wanna know these people, it's like night tears. I wanna know, baby girl, I got light years, feeling like crazy right now. I fight fear, so in the back of my heart, I feel a heartbeat. Right now, baby, I see the spark teeth straight up, so they feeling the vibe. Right now, baby, I'm just killing this time, trying to find out if you're really happy with that nigga. But I just wanna say hello. Let's start with say hello. I just wanna say hello.
Oh yeah, see, there you go. That was amazing. That was amazing, bro. That was truly remarkable. Jimmy Wiz, it's always a guest hanging out with you, bro.
Yes.
Like I know I can take the conversation anywhere when I'm with you.
Yeah.
What are you up to? What's on your menu? What are you working on?
Yo, what I've been doing since the year started is I've been dropping songs on a weekly basis. And it's building up actually to... is building up to the mixtape.
Yeah.
The mixtape is finally done. It's finally, it's almost ready. We're just in the mixing stage right now and planning some listening sessions. I should actually invite you to one when we're done.
Nice.
It's called ATJ, according to Jim. It's got 12 tracks and it's really bringing you into my world. It's bringing you, I've actually got a story about the girl that
yeah.
that'll forever be. That's
the
that's,
one that got away.
Yes, we'll call her that, you know. I got a track about her. I got a track about a friend of mine's relationship, how he got married. And this is the beautiful thing about hip hop is I can take your story and I could put it out to the world, you know? And we have tracks where I talk about family, man, deep stuff like my brother who's a junkie, and I'm gonna take you through these moments where make you realize I'm just as human as everybody is, and I got my own problems. I'm gonna take you to moments where I instigate real stuff and I talk about, yo man, how is it that some of these dudes in the game got a million followers but they struggle to sell gold.
Uh-huh.
I'ma be talking about stuff like that. I'ma be telling homies, niggas, I'm the best. I'ma be telling dudes, yo man, listen here. I'ma be telling dudes a lot of things, man. It's gonna be a beautiful tape. It's gonna be a beautiful journey. I touch on stuff like this whole Karabo thing that happened. You know, I touch on, yo man, let's protect our woman. Let's love our woman. Let's treat them right, man. Like, you know. Yeah, so I talk about a lot of things. The tape is coming. I'm working on visuals. I think that's been my biggest slowdown. And I realize it, and that's why I think I can mention it, because it's something I'm still working towards, is the visual game. I dropped a video with Big Star for that Where You At, and I want to make more visuals, man. I want to actually make a video for White Supremacist Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to make a video for Return of the New Old School. I think I still owe my fans that much, you know? That's the first one that got out, and it's a classic. I'm still working on a lot, bro.
My brother.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. And I can't wait to hang out with you. So let me know when that is happening.
Yeah.
I'll come through.
I
definitely
support.
Trust.
Pick up yourself. That's Jimmy Wiz, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch him on social media. Your handle?
Jimmy Wiz Music on Twitter. Jimmy Wiz Music on. Hey, it's Jimmy Wiz Music everywhere, man.
Ah, nice one. Much love to Palisa for putting the show together. We are out. Much love.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. CliffCentral.com.